Alright, today I'm going to talk about guarding your passion in God, or guard your passion in God anyhow. Alright, first of all, when I ask all of you right now, what do you think is the major reason why most of us lose our prayer fire, prayer power? Why do you think we go down even when we don't want to? Probably somebody will tell me, oh, I met a friend and it's not too strong. Oh, I found something, is a business I'm doing, I have no time. Oh, I have a roommate. Oh, you know, so many. But I tell you, with all these things, with all the reasons you give me, you are in the place of guarding your passion. Now, so I want you to understand that every move you make in God is a deliberate move. Intentionally. You don't just serve God automatic. No. You don't do that automatically. No. God is not being served automatically. The reason why some people serve God and end up losing their prayer fire at times is because they serve God they give God service to get. Alright? They give God service to get. That is why sometimes you lose your prayer fire. You give God service and you focus your mind on getting. Forgetting the fact that we are supposed to serve God because He's our Father. If I ask you, why do you love your Father? I mean, your Father on earth. You will tell me, because He's your Father. You are supposed to love Him. And you are supposed to love God and serve Him because He is God. So when He said, don't do this, don't do that. When He said, don't go there, don't go there. God is not on default. He's not on default. Hallelujah. He's not auto drive. How many of you know what auto drive means? Alright. It means some of us here, we get cow. Alright. It's not an auto drive. There's always a deliberate move from your side. Alright. You get that in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Hallelujah. You know, some people, the only thing that you need to do to them to lose their prayer fire is to give them a roommate. Some people are just so, I don't even know how to put it. Just simple thing can make them lose their prayer life. May God take that away from our life in the name of Jesus. Guard your passion in God. Guard it. And the people you gather around you can actually bring your passion down. It can actually bring down your prayer fire. It can bring down your spiritual life. If you are always surrounded by people that will come to you and say, I love this, your shoe, I love your shirt. See your gown, where you buy them now? If you are always surrounded by people like this, you are in trouble. You are sitting on a bomb. I am telling you, you will explode. You will not blow, you will explode. Hallelujah. I have a friend that when you come to that friend, the friend will come and scratch his head and tell you, oh boy, yesterday I won't pray 4 hours, but I ended up praying 2 hours. Hey. And then you, inside of you, you know you have not even prayed for 40 minutes. You are aspiring to pray for 1 hour. And your friend is saying that he just prayed for 3 hours, but he was planning to pray for 4 hours. Those are the kind of people you surround yourself with. Hallelujah. Those are the kind of people you call your friends. People that will energize your passion in God. God. People that only think their life, you feel like praying for 8 hours, you feel like studying the word of God for 3 hours. Those are the kind of people you surround yourself with. Am I speaking to somebody? Those are the kind of people you call your friends indeed. Not the one that will always come and tell you that your shoe is fine, your clothes is fine, your hair is fine. Where did you barb your hair? That's the only thing they know how to talk about. They can talk about movies for 2 hours. No, that's the wrong friend. Your friend, your friends are the people that, see, let me tell you something. If you don't have a friend that has no impact or increase in your prayer life, your spiritual life, your passion for God, I am telling you, you are in trouble. If you don't have such friend, you are in trouble. Tell your neighbor, if you don't have such friend, you are in trouble. I am telling you, if you don't have such friend, you are in trouble. I have a friend before. When I knew he gave my life to Christ, we were so deliberate. I'm still deliberate now though. See, they say, man of God, you were so deliberate, are you not deliberate now? I'm still here. Alright? But I mean, we were so crazy. We prayed for 8 hours. I'm telling you, we prayed from morning to night stretch. You know that point where you pray and you are walking on the road, it looks like you are walking on the air. I'm telling you, it looks like it's a deliberate move. You choose it for yourself. Hallelujah. You choose it for yourself. So guard your passion in God. That is what I've come to tell you. Hallelujah. Can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now? Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I know some people already want to just pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you are right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit right now. I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the Spirit of God speaking tongues. Speaking tongues right now. Shoko patanda kabalago. Meko rabanda kakubala zazi. Opa sinamanda kabola zevena. Sevena anda sufa vanda kataya. Sumbra katila ando shepela natia. Runde kapashanda kakobolonda koko obokolatia. Lekumba rasiza ando ziza. Ziza kumpe letalia. Zatalia konda shina manda kabranda zanola. Zese manda shuzubilda kabranda tubeletai. Rakumba shabina anda kabranda stabalatai. Ika baranda shakumbre kenda sumba lasaila. Kumbra kandela kumba shakanda kabalatalia. Speak in the Holy Ghost, speak in the Holy Ghost, speak in the Holy Ghost. Tell the Lord to give you that friend that will increase your passion in Him, that will increase your passion in God. Thank God to give you that friend. Mako balante kuga lataya. Wama, wama, wama.